All right, let's take the shot.
Let's take the shots, and we'll start our podcast. I'm gonna do a
boomerang. I don't want to. I don't look good in this shirt. I don't want to be on all right, video.
So okay, I'll just. I mean, it's Instagram boomerang.
I can if I pose right, I can be in this picture, video.
As long as it's just your hand, it's just a boomerang for Instagram.
Let me see. Oh, look at me.
And that's it.
That's it. That's a wrap.
That's it. That's a wrap. Right,
shot time.
Shot time. Shots. Use my chaser. That is also
alcohol. All right, you don't need to like explain everything you're doing. Welcome to podcast number two.
Number two.
This podcast is the
Dose.
Naming podcast.
We're still trying to name our podcast.
Name our podcast again. Still.
Yeah, we're trying to figure this out. So, I mean, I feel like we should.
I think that by the time anyone listens to it and we upload it, that we'll have a name and you guys know what the name of our podcast is, but we still do not.
That is very true. They know.
They know. We don't know.
We don't know. Like, at this very moment, at 11:40 p.m. on March 2nd, we have no idea.
No, it's March 1st.
Shit, I thought it was the 2nd this
whole
day.
No. Oh God. Well, that's like the other day when it was Tuesday. I thought it was Monday.
I remember that, I think.
Monday the whole day.
I remember Sunday, Monday you thought it was Sunday, and I yelled at you because you thought you yelled at me that it was Sunday, and I was like, it's Monday, dog. Like, It's because of no school, no work. No school, no work, no...
No school, no work. We are horrible.
Yeah, and of course it's like, no school, no work, broke. Like, when I work the most, I have the most money. It pisses me the fuck off.
That adds up.
I mean, no, I don't mean hours. I mean, like, when I'm working the most hours.
Yeah, but when you're working, you don't have time to spend money.
That is very true. I mean, if I had money to spend, I'd spend it the fuck now, so you're right.
Yeah, I mean, you,
And tips help.
Yeah.
Tips help.
I love tips. Did I tell you, Marcos, like, emailed me and was like, we want you to be a delivery driver. And I was like, what? I ain't never even applied.
After you...
I haven't even applied for you.
It's because you ordered...
It's because my resume is on Indeed and I've been a delivery driver.
It's
because
you tipped them $5 and they're like, this guy knows what those are struggle.
Really interesting. I do know the struggle, though.
You know the struggle. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I love Marco's, by the way. Marco's, it's a pizza place that I feel like is only in North Carolina.
No, I don't think that's true at all. I think it's a pretty big chain.
This is a big chain. I've never...
Alexa, what is Marco's?
That's a broad question.
Marco's, the first name.
Alexa, what is Marco's Pizza?
Marco's Pizza, operated by Marco's Franchise, LLC. Is a restaurant chain
and
interstate franchise based in Toledo, Ohio.
Oh,
Toledo,
shit.
Ohio. Yeah, because KP was telling us there was Marco's.
Oh, I don't remember that at all. Yeah. If I had remembered that, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, you're dumb.
I was about to say, KP's from Toledo. Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Name podcast.
Names.
Bitcharama was one that...
Bitcharama was one that
our friend Ellen suggested. So we take your suggestions. Also, what?
Nothing.
we take your suggestions. Also, shout out to Ellen.
Shout out to Ellen.
We're not gonna say her last name, but Ellen's dope. She knows how to design things, and also she's kind of funny. You might hear of her one day on here.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so she suggested Bitcharama.
But the spelling visually doesn't work.
It doesn't look good.
Visually doesn't work.
So that's out.
That's out.
I'm thinking something to do with vaping, probably.
Why now? I guess we could. I mean, I guess I don't know.
No, that was just a full circle thing.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I don't know.
I'm not proud to be a vapor. I mean,
no one is.
Have you watched those YouTube videos? Some people feel. I feel like some people just like that they thrive to vape. Like that's what I get from them. Like that's their main goal is to vape.
What's wrong with someone being super into vaping? Honestly,
there's nothing wrong with it. It just seems very douchey. Like
Yeah, that's true. Like, this but, like, some people, like, that's what they want to do with their lives, and that's cool with me.
I know, it's fine. I mean, it's the same thing with any hobby. Like, some people get way into it, way into it.
I've been thinking about building RC cars.
Can we please get model cars, dog?
Okay, yeah, I really want to get model cars. But my thing is, like, I don't like to do anything, like, not well. And in order to make model cars look good, like real ones, you've got to sand them and fucking, you got to primer them and paint them.
That's not hard.
No, it's not hard, but we live in an apartment. We don't have a fucking house. We can't just spray paint in our house.
I did it in my mom's, like, my stepdad built a shed, and did it in there.
I think that we should move soon to a place with a garage.
I want to get a garage. We really need a garage. Especially with the fact that, like, you have three cars. I want one other car.
I have three cars.
Yeah, he has three cars. I want one other car. Like, we need, and then we're not loud. We just like our own space so much that we just want our own space entirely.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind our neighbors.
I want to be able to stomp. I'm a stomper. Yeah. I walk loud. I walk hard.
Sex is loud. I don't know why I just said that, but that's, sex is loud too.
My room's directly connected to our next door neighbor, so, like,
I have my window open and I had sex fucking, and I realized it, so I feel bad about that.
Well,
it was probably children.
Yeah, I had sex right next to the front door.
Right next? I had it right there.
Yeah, it was right here. Our couch is right next to the front door. That's where I had sex.
I had sex a couple feet away from the front door. In other words, we need a place that we can be loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our neighbors are
a smush room.
Our neighbor, no, because the sheets need to be washed, first of all.
But we need a smush room.
Our neighbors aren't, we're not Jersey trash. We need a girl who will do
you
a Jersey.
Are.
It's a Jersey thing.
You're trash
thing.
And you're from Jersey.
It's a Jersey thing, yeah. Oh, damn, that is very true. I accept being trash, but I forget the Jersey part. But, yeah, our neighbors suck. Like,
we have
two or three that will talk to us, but the ones across from us should talk to us, because I feel like we have the most in common. We both smoke weed, and they just don't even, like, they're afraid of being around my presence, and it's weird.
It's just because they're
black.
I didn't say it. It wasn't me. I'm this is Adam. I'm white.
Yeah, the Bianca's the black one, and I'm they're. If you're black, you understand what I mean when I say they're black. Like, they're like you know. If you get to know me, I'm not the basic black girl, but they're black. They're like, they probably love 2 Chainz. And, I mean, I love 2 Chainz,
too. Is
that too,
the pinnacle of being
black? I don't know. That was the first thing that popped in my head was 2 Chainz.
Okay. I feel like, Atlanta?
ATL, yeah. No, but why is that? I don't want to claim that.
Power?
Power?
What's that other show? Fucking,
They love Terrence Howard.
What is that show?
Empire.
Yeah.
That's why I said they love Terrence
they love
Howard.
Empire.
They love Terrence Howard, and they love Denzel Washington, and also, they love Wiz Khalifa, because...
Speaking of which, I don't want to tell that story. We'll wait till later to tell that story.
What story?
It's the one about how all black people love Denzel.
Oh, yeah, I mean, come on, I honestly...
And G-Wagons. All black people love Denzel and G-Wagons.
I love Denzel. I don't know what a G-Wagon is.
A G-Wagon, I'll show you and you'll know.
Show me
a
G-Wagon.
You'll be like, oh, I do like that.
Yeah. Speaking of, while he's looking for that, I'll talk about how much I love Denzel. Denzel... Washington has been in the greatest movies.
Too, but
like, remember the
I wouldn't
Titans?
Say that he's my favorite.
Remember the Titans, dog?
But no,
Book of Eli.
I asked several. I was in a group with.
What did you do? Is the S silent?
I asked several black people who I was in a group with in my Spanish class. We were supposed to tell about our like favorite actors for some reason, but. They all said Denzel. They all said Denzel, and when asked their favorite show, it was Power. I was like, and then when it came to me, and they asked my favorite actor, I was like, Denzel, I guess. I mean, I can't not.
Yeah, that's true. But,
I mean, Django.
That smooth.
Change.
That smooth peanut.
Django.
Tyrese. Oh, you like Jamie Foxx?
Oh, that's Jamie Foxx?
Oh my god. You did not. Okay. Let me pause.
This is a G-Wagon, by the way.
I like that.
Yeah. I like it. It's
okay,
definitely a good car,
but let's pause. Did you really just say that you like Django because you think that Denzel was the main character?
No, I know.
Did you know it was Jamie Foxx?
I know it was Jamie Foxx.
Okay, just making sure, because that almost pissed me off.
I was just saying, generally, Django, because I figured that there's a good chance Denzel was in it.
He wasn't in it at all.
Well, now I know.
Training Day, nigga. Training Day.
What about, End of Watch?
End of Watch. Remember the Titans,
I love
dog?
End of Watch.
That's what Jamie Foxx also.
Was that?
You goddamn racist.
Was End of Watch Jamie Foxx?
Yes, it was.
No, it
yes, it was. It was Jamie
no,
Foxx.
Bullshit. Alexa, who was in End of Watch?
End of Watch's cast members are Anna Kendrick, Jake Gyllenhaal, David Harbour, America Ferrera, and Michael
Caine.
Well,
neither Jamie Foxx or Denzel Washington, but let's talk about how,
racist.
Regardless of anything, Denzel Washington is not in that movie. Remember the Titans, dog? That had Opie. Opie was in it.
Okay, yeah, but I don't like sports, so...
And Hayden Panettiere. It wasn't about sports. It was about racism. That's really what it was about.
No, it was about sports.
It was about racism.
And wasn't that the one where they were in the plane crash?
No, that's the thing. I've told you this before. It wasn't a plane crash. There was barely...
What was the one with the plane crash?
I don't know.
Was that, I know that was...
Alexa,
the Titans.
Football movie, plane crash. Answer.
Alexa, what was the movie with the football and the plane crash? Shit, I know that's Remember the Titans. Why else would you have
there's,
to remember them if they didn't all die?
They didn't all die at all.
Yes,
it wasn't Remember the Titans. I want anyone listening to this podcast right now, if you realize that Adam is wrong, please give my, like, give something a fucking, I don't know, just say something to me because this is pissing me off how wrong he is. This child doesn't understand how many times I've watched Remember the Titans in school and on my own accord.
It was We Are Marshall.
God, I'm going to punch you in
the
mouth.
Is We Are Marshall.
Like, Remember the Titans was a racism movie. It was around the same time when desegregation happened. And that's why it became a big thing, because the black kids, the black schools started going to the white school, and the football players had to play with the white football players. And Denzel Washington was the black coach. He was like, I don't give a shit who's white or black. We're playing football. And that's the movie. And he's badass.
Wait, Jamie Foxx was in that?
We need a name for the podcast.
Was,
Remember the Titans.
Was Morgan Freeman in there?
He wasn't, actually. That's weird, though.
Was Morgan Freeman in We Are Marshall?
I don't know. I didn't see that. You saw that.
I haven't seen it. I just know about it. So let's think of a name for the podcast. How about...
Mein Führer.
No. Do we have to go racist towards me now?
Yeah. Let's call it... Where Are My Dragons?
No.
I'm just thinking of things. Spitball. Just go, 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 go.
Lil Pump.
Go, go,
Jihad.
Go, go. Oh, I have a better idea. Let's play the word game. I'll say something, whatever you think of, that's
okay,
the name.
Okay,
alright,
go.
Alright, alright. What associates with it? That's what
okay,
you think.
Okay.
Alright, go. Water.
On my dick.
Immediately, dog. Okay,
dick.
That's weird. That's the first thing you think about. Immediately,
okay.
Though.
Okay.
Alright. Weed.
Bomb.
Gummies.
Weed.
Why is that?
Because weed gummies.
Microwave.
Hot pocket.
Celery.
Bloody Mary.
Cereal.
Milk.
Lucky Charms.
Milk.
Lucky.
Milk.
Attila.
Payback.
Music.
Attila.
Wrong. Comedy.
South Park.
Joe Rogan.
Fear Factor.
Fear Factor.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Fear Factor.
Factor.
Fear.
Joe.
Rogan.
I like this game. Couch.
Sit.
Down.
Up.
Across.
Left.
Right.
Right.
Around.
Around.
Under.
Under.
Over.
Under.
Over.
Over.
This is not working the way I want it to work.
How is this supposed to help us think of a name?
Because you're supposed to immediately think off the top of the head what it makes you think of. And you're wrong about everything you're saying.
How am I wrong?
I just feel like you're this waiting is what too I long. Think of. Pants. You're waiting too long.
I thought dick.
See, yeah, just say dick.
What's in my pants?
I didn't say what's in your pants. What's when you think pants? When I say pants,
when I think pants, what's in my pants? Why do I have pants to cover my dick?
See, if that's all the thought process that goes through your head while I when after I say pants, immediately say play with me. Say something.
Cat.
Dog.
Penis.
Penis.
Blinds.
Window.
Red.
Homeless.
Black.
White.
Silver.
Gold.
Ceiling fan.
Vagina.
Pants.
Clothes.
Earrings.
Where?
South Park.
Huh?
Dog.
White.
Computer.
Classroom.
Gun.
Classroom.
Donald
that
Trump.
That was too soon. Classroom.
That was... Mine would have been orange.
Do it again.
Donald Trump. Jamie Foxx.
Black.
Macaulay Culkin.
Raped, honestly. I'm not saying about Michael Jackson.
Terrorism.
I was gonna say the M word, I guess, but that's because of the first thought. That's because I live in a country where that's the first thought. It's not my fault.
Say, okay, we're getting on this again where you are racist against Muslims.
Well, it's not my fault that, like, in the it's not my fault between the mid 80s and the late 90s, black men thought being Muslim was fun. Because that's just all I have in my culture, and, like, my back of my head was that...
But have black men, Muslims, ever blown anything up?
Nope, but jihad.
Alright, we need to move on. Hot point.
Let's go back to the fact that I believe...
Okay. What do you believe?
I believe that popcorn is delicious.
That's, okay.
With jalapenos.
Oh...
I don't want to play a word game anymore. It's dumb, it's stupid, it doesn't work.
Other thing.
Okay, let's
do like some sort of association game.
Alright. So let's play along with the play. We keep moving our arms like we're from a different place in the world. We're from Brooklyn, and I don't understand why I can't speak with my hands. That doesn't make any sense. I gotta explain why I'm doing something. So it's like, you know, like I'm walking down the street going to the nearest bodega and I'm going in to buy some cigarettes and then they're like, you know, what my total is? You know what my total is?
What?
$12.75 for a pack of Newports. It's ridiculous out here.
Yeah, that is ridiculous. Honestly.
It's fucked up. My cousin's
gay guy who works at Sheetz and he is upset about the cigarette prices. Because he's from New York. He's a New York gay guy.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love those.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I feel like they're angry, but also flamboyant. Can you say flamboyant anymore?
Yeah.
Can you? Sure?
Flamboyant's great. Flamboyant. But yeah, no, like it's my cousin when I went there.
Okay, we're not gonna talk about cigarette prices on this podcast.
Why? Fine, I'll go back to, like, being from, like, the Bronx, and I'm gonna talk about, I don't know, I went down to Brooklyn, and I was confused on why, there were so many queens. Fags.
Brooklyn? Okay, when you think of Brooklyn, what is it?
I think of people that bicycle in boroughs.
That's not what I think of. I think of black people and Jews.
That's the Bronx have black people. Brooklyn?
Jews.
Jews are in the Brooklyn.
And like, good black people. Oh! Okay.
I'm glad you caught yourself because I couldn't catch yourself because I was vaping.
Hashtag vaping. I can't come back.
You know, okay, I'll say it. Brooklyn is full of the Jews and the good blacks.
The gay blacks
and the good blacks. The Bronx have the you know, blacks, and you have Queens.
Are there, like, really, like, are there bad parts of New York City anymore?
Yes! Harlem, dude! Have you ever been to Spanish? Have you ever been to Spanish Harlem?
Okay, I just feel like it's gentrified by now.
That's, I mean, more so.
Everything's gentrified.
Yeah, but still, like, go to Harlem, dog.
How could you be a poor person and afford rent anywhere in New York City?
The projects. The projects still exist, though.
They don't do that anymore.
They still do that. They'll still exist.
Now, Donald Trump's president now. He doesn't have to give black people housing anymore.
Yeah.
Backstory, Donald Trump.
President? Is that what the backstory is?
No, it was like, I don't know the year. I think it was like the 70s. Probably maybe 80s. Maybe the 60s. I don't know. I don't know years. But he came under fire because...
Oh, yeah, I remember now
what
we're talking
about.
Because
they wouldn't let black people move into their apartments.
Yeah.
And when they would apply for the Trump the apartments, they would just write a big C on the form for colored. And they obviously would not get approved. So, yeah, our president's racist, but you can't say that.
Can't say that. He's not, because, he's,
still better than Hillary, though.
That's very true, and we will stop
still better than Hillary.
We will stop our political views there, because this is going to get very awkward. Very awkward.
This is our podcast. Fuck Hillary.
Yeah, fuck Hillary. Yeah, this is our podcast.
Bernie. This is what democracy looks like. I went to a Bernie
this
rally.
This is what democracy looks like.
I mean, honestly, I just like him because he's a white Jew.
I like him because he's a white Jew also, and I'm black, so that's what we're saying.
As a white Jew, I can tell you that we care about other people.
And as a black person, I can tell that he's a white Jew that loves black people.
Yeah, he just wants to be cool. And, like, definitely a socialism, no. Definitely no, boo.
No,
but
boo.
But Bernie, yes.
Bernie, yes. Hillary, no. We all realize that now. So, our name should be Bernie, yes. Hillary, no.
Nah. It should be, this is what democracy looks like.
I think we need to be closer. To democracy! Because, for real though, honestly, like, I don't know. Politics have gotten weirder, and...
I think this one's a dud.
Why?
I just don't think it's good.
Why?
Because I can't just keep whistling.
Because you're too... Well, talk!
What am I going to talk about? I don't...
Talk with me!
What do you want to talk about?
I was
politics,
saying something.
I'm sick of that.
I'm not talking
about...
Okay, fine.
I want to talk about titties.
Oh, let's talk about titties.
We can talk about titties on the podcast. Can we?
Yeah.
No, we can't just talk about titties.
We can be... It's our podcast. We just said fuck Hillary and talk about other
fuck I mean, women. Fuck Hillary. Also, she didn't have good titties.
Fuck Jeff Dunham.
I feel like that's all that needs to be said about fuck Jeff Dunham, though.
I guess.
Like, fuck his puppet.
He fucks his puppets. You know he does.
I don't think we can say that man fucks his puppets.
Because I could confidently
say,
Alexa,
does Jeff Dunham fuck his puppets? She just ignored us.
She cut off because she can't say because Jeff Dunham fucks his puppets.
I knew it.
I mean, I can confidently say he does. Because what grown man plays with fucking puppets? That's fucking dumb.
Pauly Shore?
Jim Henson? Name more men that probably fuck their puppets.
Who's Pauly Shore?
You don't know Pauly Shore?
No.
Pauly Shore. I'm Pauly Shore. I do things and I seem like
is
I'm on
gay?
Drugs. No, he's just always seems like he's fucked up. He's always doing tentacle arms. Have
you
ever seen
love?
Have you seen the Goofy movie?
No.
Oh, then... Yeah.
You know who I love?
Who?
Is, who's that one dude? He's got white hair and he's always really fucked up. Who is he? God, you know, he grabs butts. He likes to grab butts a lot. He's on Broad City before. God, you know. Oh, God, I know. We're gonna have to cut this.
I don't know who.
God, you know!
Broad City, grabbing butts, white hair.
You can't think of things a lot of the time.
White hair. That white, Doc Martin? I don't
no!
know.
He looks like the guy who painted the Campbells. You know the Campbells?
Yeah, I know the Campbells.
Ugh, God, you're so uncultured.
I'm not uncultured, I just...
Andy? His name is Andy?
Andy Samberg?
Nope. Andy...
Dick?
Warhol.
Warhol?
Now, that's who I was thinking of who drew the Campbells. But who's the other guy?
Andy...
Dick.
I said Andy Dick.
Andy Dick.
I know Andy
that's
Dick.
That's who I was talking about this whole time.
Really?
Andy Dick grabs butts.
That was the worst way to describe him.
Wow!
You know Andy Dick has a lot of, like...
drug issues and he grabs butts.
No, there's more than that. There's a podcast you can check out. There's different podcasts you can check out where they talk about like personal things with Andy Dick. And he
I know. Andy Dick has a lot of problems.
I want to be friends with him, though. That's the problem.
Yeah. But he'd still grab your butt, but you'd be like, it's okay.
Andy Dick. He's gay.
Is he?
Probably not.
No, I think he is gay.
Is he?
If anyone knows if Andy Dick is gay, probably. I think we need to cut a lot of this out.
That's fine. I mean, whatever. What if it's not cut out, we won't. Like, this part about cutting it out, we can cut out, but...
I mean, we may not cut out this part about cutting it out, because it'll be, like, artistic, I guess, to be like, this is us talking about how we're going to cut out most of this.
Cut it out, if
cut
they can see
it
that.
Out.
Cut it out.
Cut it out.
That's a Full House reference.
No. Right? Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
Wait. No. Don't touch me there. These are my no-no squares.
And now you have multiple squares.
Hey, this is not what you want to do. Hey, God doesn't trust you. Oh, being a Christian was weird.
I have never been one of them.
It was weird. I mean, I learned a lot, and, you know, I was baptized, and, you know, I can argue with Christians about how, like, you know, whatever, but it was weird, because, like, the things we did, I'm like, is this what normal people do? Like, do we really think this is the blood of Christ, and this is his body? Or, like, are we really gonna fucking...
That's a Catholic thing, though. Are you Catholic?
No, even Christian churches did it, too.
I mean... You can't. There's multiple types of Christian, but Catholics are the ones who eat the fucking wafers.
Yeah, no, I've been to Methodist, Baptist, Zionist.
I think the Baptists do it too.
Baptists doesn't do it. I've been to. I don't know. I don't think Unitarians do it, but there's a lot.
No, I went to a Unitarian.
There's a good group.
But
of,
again, I've never been Christian because you don't need to do that.
Yeah,
to be
Unitarian.
Church.
There's a big group of like a lot of the Southern churches that they still do that. Like that, like taking communion is a thing. I've taken communion plenty of times.
Man, I went to church way too many times with my last girlfriend.
Church sucks. Unless you go to a black
so
church because there's food. Like, there's good food.
The times I went where there was food, I was like, I want to come here all the time. But
black church, there's breakfast. There's like bacon, eggs, fried pork chops.
Man, I go to church hella every Sunday.
Black churches, at lunch there's fried chicken, there's baked chicken, there's green beans, collard greens, mashed potatoes.
Is it kosher?
It's not kosher because we're not dirty Jews.
We had Passover in our house and Rosh Hashanah. So
Rosh Hashanah was fun.
I mean, yeah, they're always fun and they're not that weird because it's not like, at least in my family, it wasn't like, I don't know, weird and pushy, I guess. We just left the door open for Joseph, and Joseph came and put out a wine glass for Joseph, and he'd come in and he'd drink his wine, And then they leave.
Weird as fuck.
Joseph is Jewish Santa.
Why?
Joseph, he doesn't leave presents, he just takes.
Any Joseph you know now would just steal from you.
Can we not do the name thing again?
I'm just saying, like, Joe steals.
I can't argue with it.
Exactly. Joseph steals. That's a religious thing.
Yeah.
Get out of that.
Shush. We're on audio.
Oh, sorry.
I can play in my
If you guys are state students, if you guys step state dude, he's digging in one of his holes. We have to guess which one. Leave a comment about which hole he was digging in. You get 10 points if he was digging in his belly button, but 20 if it's his butthole.
I don't understand the point system.
They don't either, but they'll want points.
I'm cutting this out of the podcast.
Why? Come on, the point system works.
We can have a point system, but it's gonna be something else.
Substantial, yeah.
You can't just tell them how they get the points.
Hey, so, do we plug things? Let's plug things right now.
Nilla wafers.
Nilla wafers are the best with fucking banana pudding and banana slices, because that's banana pudding.
Poya.
Poya is the shit. Check out Poya's new album that dropped this year.
We like Poya.
We like trash rap, some metal, I guess, and pop punk.
Joe Rogan's podcast, and if you've never heard of it.
Check out Joe Rogan and Guys We Fucked. Those girls are funny.
Yeah, definitely check those out.
Definitely check out Guys We Fucked.
We're way more influential than them.
Yeah, they need help getting out there, and we're helping them.
Yeah.
Shout out. What else do we like?
Liquor.
Shout out to the ABC Store Liquors in North Carolina. Cause I feel like
No. First of all, we shouldn't tell people where we live.
That's very true.
Well, it's okay.
We live in North Carolina. Who gives a shit?
Like,
you don't know where.
We live in the good part.
Yeah.
So if you know anything about North Carolina, you know that one part of it that we live. But... anyway, yeah, the ABC stores suck. I think that we should be able to buy liquor in grocery stores like a normal state.
At any fucking time of the day and any fucking day of the week and not have a liquor store closed on Sunday because half of the people believe in God. That's bullshit. The other half that doesn't, I mean, there's probably more than half people that believe in God. But regardless,
wait,
we shouldn't have to
Alexa, how many people in North Carolina believe in God?
Sorry.
She doesn't know that one.
Alexa, how many Christian churches are there in North Carolina?
Sorry, I don't know that.
Okay.
There's at least 7,000.
Yeah. Alexa, how many Christians are there in the United States?
The number of Christians in the United States is 247 million.
247 million?
People are stupid.
Wait, that's not really bad.
Yeah,
it's not like,
it's like
upwards of 3 billion.
Alexa, how many people live in the United States?
In 2016, United States' population was
323
million.
Oh.
What's
Sam?
That's a lot.
I thought there was 3 billion. Where are all the people then?
Alexa, how many people are on the planet Earth?
Over 7 billion.
That was over 7 billion. Now.
Here's what I found on Wikipedia. In demographics, the world population is the total number of humans currently living.
Okay.
The world population was estimated to have reached 7,500,000,000 at 1631 on April 24th, 2000.
Damn, we don't have a lot of us here in the United States.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, we have like 0.3 billion.
That's crazy.
I'm going to turn Alexa up because I feel like no one understood anything. Alexa, how many Christians are in North Carolina? And we're out of time.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Anyway, that's been the podcast today.
No name still, but, you know, we figured some things
out
about
ourselves. You guys know what the name is, and I assume we'll figure it out on the next one or the one after that. And that is the Adam and Bianca Bitcharama podcast. That is Sit Down with Adam and Bianca. Does that sound good?
Sit down with Adam and Bianca.
It's like stand up, but like sit down because we're sitting down and we're just talking and we're not making up stand up or nothing.
Which I feel like we should intro eventually with Stand Up by Ludacris because that's perfect.
Stand Up by Ludacris?
Well, he's just yelling stand up.
But the if the show's called Sit Down.
I know. I'm drunk. It's fine.
Anyway. Bye.
Bye.